What compelled you to come forward with your story at this particular time?
I think because I was surprised at how surprised people were at the allegations that had come forward. For many of us who are women who work at the Capitol in a variety of capacities, a lobbyist or a staffer or a member, it's not unusual for us to have these stories. And so I wanted to be sure that people know that this is extremely commonplace. And when I told my story, it's frankly not a remarkable and out of the ordinary experience, I think, for women at the Capitol. I think that needs to be known.
If you don't mind specifically, Representative, give me a sense of what your story is and for our listeners who may be unfamiliar.
Well, sure. Since I was elected to the Capitol, I've experienced a few inappropriate things from other lawmakers. That's been my experience. And I've had lawmakers make unwanted advances toward me, talk to me kind of in a romantic way. I'm a grown married woman, mother. Not something I was expecting in the workplace. In addition, I was shown a graphic photograph on somebody's iPhone one day, and it was an extremely upsetting experience that really made me see how sexual harassment is so effective at silencing women and making us doubt our own power and doubt our own voice, because I just felt so embarrassed and ashamed that I was part of that situation, that somebody would do that to me. I kind of didn't want anybody to know, you know, that I would be so disrespected. And then I realized it's not my problem. The fact that I was disrespected is not my fault and not my problem, and I need to let other women know that, because I believe other women when they say that they have had similar experiences.
I'm curious, Representative, what it felt like to you to be able to express your thoughts and specifically what happened here. And I'm also curious what kind of feedback you've had. Obviously, I think it's only been a day or so, or not even that, since you've told your story. What kind of feedback are you getting?
I'm astounded at the amount of kindness that I'm receiving. There is, I think, a new conversation happening where a lot of people are coming out to say, "I believe you," in a number of ways. And I have heard from people that I went to high school with words of support, people I haven't seen for over 30 years, and people who I work with on a day-to-day basis. And most importantly, I've heard from people who are in the shadows, people who are still afraid of retribution and afraid to come forward, who have said thank you, thank you, thank you for speaking out, because my commitment in doing this is not just to relay a bunch of salacious details, but to really work for a major culture change at the Capitol and, frankly, in all workplaces. Because the Capitol is not the first time I've experienced this, and we know women are experiencing harassment of all kinds in the workplace, no matter where they are.
The two specific lawmakers who have been named in the most recent allegations here have been asked from different quarters to step down. It doesn't sound like either of them are planning on doing that. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on particularly Senator Schoen and Representative Cornish.
Well, both Senator Schoen and Representative Cornish have taken strong stands to talk about things like it was a misunderstanding. Representative Cornish has defended himself by saying that he was trying to have an adult relationship with a woman, but the allegations against him clearly do not show adult behavior that respects your partner. It shows harassing behavior, and we have to stop conflating those two issues. Harassment is not romance or dating, and as long as people get to excuse their behavior by saying that they didn't know or they thought they were being flirtatious or romantic, we have a real problem. And I also believe that removing them from office is a fine first step, but it's not the last step. I mean, we can certainly get rid of the people who are harming us directly right now. But the fact is there is an entire atmosphere, an entire culture that has allowed that to happen and has allowed that to happen for years. And that's what we really need to get at. And we need to get at why this happens. This happens to silence women. And silencing women in power is something that we've all experienced. And it happens to everybody. And we need to acknowledge that we're not just talking about lawmakers when we're speaking out. We're talking about people who work at the Capitol in the capacity of lobbyists, in the capacity of media, in the capacity of staff, and, you know, our pages. These are all people that we need to create an atmosphere to protect.
Representative, now that these stories are coming to light and now that you've expressed your own specific stories here, and I apologize if this is a naive question, but how do you continue to work in an environment like that and moving forward, knowing that it's as rampant as it seems to be, do lawmakers focus on actually the law and laws when you know that this is happening in the background?
Well, most of us have known this is happening in the background because there are so many stories. And so the fact that we get to work for change, I think, is really positive, because at the end of the day, as lawmakers, that's our job. We work for change, and our constituents have asked us to work for change, and they don't expect this kind of behavior from their elected representatives. And we owe it to the public to make sure that we are a governing body that sets high standards for our own behavior and our own relationships, because our job is to serve the public. And frankly, it is an incredible honor to be able to do this kind of work. And it doesn't change my focus at all in terms of being able to, work hard for things that I'm passionate about. So I'm ready to get back to the Capitol and get to work. And frankly, I feel even more empowered to make sure that I am, using my voice and in part of conversations to make our workplace better.
Representative, I'm curious, have you heard from supportive men since you've told your story?
I have, and I'm just laughing a little bit because I was very, very, it was very, very heartwarming to me that I heard, my husband's actually out of town right now, and he saw the story last night, and I got a very late night message from him with just full of support and love, and my brothers have gotten in contact with me, my dad. So that means a lot, that all those people in my life hear, understand, and believe. And I've also heard a lot from my colleagues at the Capitol who have said, I believe you, I stand with you, let me know how I can help, which I think is one of the best reactions, because this is really the story of the women at the Capitol to tell. And we really do need our colleagues, both female and male, to make sure that they believe us and that they support our efforts to make the workplace stronger, and that they're willing to listen about what will make our workplace safer, stronger, and more comfortable for everybody who's there. So it's been incredibly gratifying to see that kind of support.